a shake-up for British banks.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Banks have been at the center of the financial storm. This morning, we learned the British government is again pumping tens of billions of dollars into two of the biggest banks in the UK. Here's Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London.
In the first case, the Royal Bank of Scotland is getting another $41 billion of taxpayers' cash, bringing the total to $75 billion, the biggest bank bailout anywhere in the world. At the same time, Lloyds, another troubled lender, is also getting extra money. Finance Minister Paul Miners says this will strengthen the bank's capital and help them get back on their feet and eventually repay the cash. In return, the banks will sell off some of their businesses.
What we're getting is a stronger banking system, less risk for the taxpayer. But most importantly, this is part of a step to bring increased competition back into the UK high street banking market.
As a result of all the state aid, the two banks have been required to sell off a total of almost 1,000 branches. The government hopes this will lead to the formation of three new banks and a better deal for borrowers. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
London stocks are off their game. London's FTSE is down about 2%, and other European markets are in the same spot this morning, as were Asian markets today. Yesterday, the Dow added 76 points to close at 9,789. Organized labor is feeling new power these days. The latest evidence? New rules for union elections in the airline and rail industries will make things easier for labor organizers. Here to explain is Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, joining us live. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
What has changed for these airline and railroad workers?
Well, a bit of history here. Since 1934 and something called the Railway Labor Act, if you didn't show up when a union vote was taken, you were counted as a no. According to a new rule that was just published in the Federal Register, a simple majority of the votes cast will determine whether the union and collective bargaining come in. The upshot, assuming this new rule goes into effect after a 60-day comment period, it's going to be easier to get a union. And this could affect a lot of people. You know, union membership has been declining, but more than two-thirds of airline and rail workers are still in unions, and 40,000 workers at Delta and Continental are about to vote on whether to unionize.
And what's prompting this shift in power toward unions?
Well, in a word, it is Obama. The administration's clearly more pro-labor than its predecessor. It gets to appoint people to governing boards. In this case, one new member on something called the National Mediation Board. She's a former flight attendant union leader, by the way. She tipped the balance. The remaining Bush appointees crying foul, and so is the airline industry's trade group.
Any more items on labor's agenda that might come up soon?
Well, top of their wish list is something called card check legislation. It would allow a union in a workplace if enough people sign union cards. So far, that, though, is stalled in Congress.
Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman joining us live. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And there are other kinds of elections around the country today as voters decide on state ballot initiatives. With states short on cash, you might think initiatives that involve borrowing money would be popular. Not so, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
Voters in just three states will be casting ballots on bond measures, which allow states to borrow money. Jenny Drage Bowser analyzes elections for the National Conference of State Legislatures. She says states are only asking for about $670 million this year.
This is the second smallest total amount of bonding ever to appear on the ballot.
Drage Bowser says states are hesitant to take on more debt right now, and some are getting federal stimulus money for construction projects.
A lot of times, bond measures are targeted at those infrastructure projects, and that is where the federal stimulus money is having a big impact this year.
Ohio voters aren't being asked to approve borrowing. They're voting on casino gambling. William Thompson teaches public administration at the University of Nevada. He says gambling supporters are using this line.
The state needs tax money, and if they don't do this, they'll tax people in other ways.
Ohio voters have rejected casino gambling four times since 1990. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace. Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. 1,600 universities and colleges teach and manage 10 million students with software from SunGard Higher Education. More information at SunGard.com.
American Public Media presents Rising by Degrees, an American RadioWorks documentary supported by the University of Virginia's Batten Institute. More at AmericanRadioWorks.org.
The art auction season begins in New York tonight with a big sale at Christie's. As Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson tells us, some aspects of the auction world are gone.
These are the kinds of pictures that move the center of the art world from Paris to New York.
Robert Manley is head of the post-war and contemporary art department at Christie's. He says tonight's auction features some big-ticket pieces by Matisse, Degas, and Picasso, but it's mainly filled with less expensive works. Christie's expects the sale to bring in just $68 million, compared with more than $200 million in previous years.
You're not seeing the paintings that are $15, $20, $30, $50 million. For the most part, the works in our sale are under $6 million.
Another thing largely absent this year is a guarantee. That is, the auction house guarantees the seller a minimum amount of money for a blockbuster item. Marion Maniker, who runs the Art Market Monitor, says don't expect a return to those days anytime soon.
They've gone through a lot of pain and cost-cutting over the last year. I think the last thing they want to do is rush headlong into another arms race over guarantees.
But Maniker and Manley both say the art market has found a bottom. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
And finally, here is a lesson in marketing. A couple of weeks ago, a Toronto woman trying to park her SUV instead zoomed forward and crushed a 2004 Hyundai Elantra. The surveillance video was an instant YouTube hit, so Hyundai's alert PR team showed up in that parking lot and surprised the owner of the crushed car with the keys to a brand new Elantra.
Well, that's fantastic.
It's nicer.
and new, and not as flat.
Yes, not as flat. By the way, there was one other car flattened in that accident, and I don't know which company made it, and neither do you, and that's the lesson in marketing. This is Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.